as each of us, we're at Hollywood Casino. Yes. We're in a gambling mindset a little bit. Gold's been betting the craps over there for us in the break. So let's give a season-long bet that we like, a future, if you will. Gold, I'll let you fire things off first.
Yes.
I know you already have some of these placed. I just placed the one I'm getting ready to tell you this morning.
Yeah, so, of course, you can make these here at Hollywood Casino. One of them is an AFC West order of finish. So I already like the Broncos to finish second before the Rashawn Slater news. We actually were talking about that earlier in the week, that I'm more of a believer in Denver than L.A. Now, obviously, I feel even more strongly about that because of the Rashawn Slater news. So you can do a bet for the future of this season where you have the AFC West order of finish. Chiefs to finish first. Broncos second, Chargers third, Raiders fourth. That's plus 550. My only scare here is there a scenario where the Chargers just completely fall off and the Raiders shock everybody and finish third? I guess there's a scenario. I don't think the Chargers are going to just fall off a cliff and be a 7-win team, though. So order of finish, 5.5 to 1. Chiefs win the division. Broncos finish second, Chargers third, Raiders fourth.
Ooh, so the exact order. You get it.
That's the exact order. Yep, plus 550.
I actually don't hate that. Do the Raiders and Chargers one worry you at all if the Chargers have
That's what I was saying.
Off? Yeah.
Yep, that's the one that would get me, I think. I feel pretty darn confident the Chiefs and Broncos are 1-2.
So, okay. That's interesting. I mean, I don't mind that. Plus 550. I mean, I like the Chiefs at 1, obviously. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the Broncos to finish second at this. I mean, if I wasn't already leaning that way, I don't know why I wouldn't be leaning that way now that Rashawn Slater is out for the season for them. Okay, so that's yours. Here's mine. I was looking at it just from like a who's a player who certainly everybody knows but isn't, but I'm getting good odds on across the board. I like, as a future bet, and placed it this morning at Hollywood Casino, Bijan Robinson to lead the league in rushing. He finished almost 1,500 yards last year. That was third in the NFL. He finished only behind Derrick Henry and Saquon Barkley. And look, I've watched football long enough. Guys who had 2,000 yards rushing the year before do not have 2,000 yards rushing the following year. It just doesn't work that way. The math doesn't math that way. He's not going to have 2,000 yards rushing. Derrick Henry also had 1,900 yards last year. I don't think he's doing that 2 years in a row. And Bijan, a young running back, less likely, in my opinion, to be injured under that thing. And they're going to try to help Penix out a lot in the running game. So I just think they're going to hand the ball off a lot. So I like Bijan Robinson because I can get it at 11-1 to lead the league in rushing over Saquon Barkley and Derrick Henry. He's third last year, and he was about 400, 500 yards behind.
Yeah, a little outside the box. I like it. I always am concerned just with how much the usage will continue for Bijan now with this regime. Last year they showed they would use him. Raheem Morris, they would use him in the red zone. So much of this is dependent on what do I think Michael Penix is going to be, you know? Because is that team going to be really competitive this year and not be behind in games and they're going to be able to truly run the game plan that they want? And all of that last year, remember, half that year was Kirk Cousins still. So this, to me, is also more about how much do you believe in Michael Penix. And to me, if you're going to make that bet, it means you think Michael Penix is going to have the Falcons competitive.
I do. I'm not down on Michael Penix. They were really high on him. I just don't think
Derrick Henry and Barkley, are they going to have, you know, even if they fall off, are they going to rush for 800 yards less? I don't know about that.
Not 800. They only have to rush for 400 yards less in Derrick Henry's case or 500 less in Saquon's case. And look, I mean,
and Bijan would have to stay.
Here's the other part.
You know,
historically, guys who rush for 2,000 yards aren't just down the next year. They're way down because they just ran their bodies into the ground.
Yes.
And Derrick Henry's old, dude. I don't think he's
I'm just saying, like, Derrick Henry had 2,000 then 1,900 in back-to-back years, I think, or whatever. But yes, that's he's an outlier.
Saquon's just so crazy because he, if you took every season that wasn't Saquon's year last year, Bijan Robinson's last year would have beat him by 200 yards at least in his second best year. So in every other year, Bijan's year is good enough to beat Saquon Barkley, except last year, which is, honest to God, last year's the outlier year. Now, it was his first year in Philly, and obviously they can run, and with Jalen Hurts they can run. I'm just telling you, he's never run for more than 1,300 yards except for the one time he did it, which was last year. Derrick Henry actually has probably been more on the higher end of that figure more consistently.
I know your answer. You said Bijan. But I would say, who would you – if I gave you the option of – these are guys with further odds as well. So, like, Jonathan Taylor is actually 9-1. Jahmyr Gibbs, 11-1. Christian McCaffrey, 12-1. Out of that group, you would take the field, or would you take Bijan if I gave you the field option?
I'd probably take the field.
Like of those three, Taylor, Gibbs, McCaffrey, or Bijan.
I'd probably take the field just thinking just Taylor numbers. Maybe. Yeah. Yeah, the numbers game. I was looking at it. Derrick Henry once led the league in rushing back-to-back years, but it was 1,500 in 2000. So, like, again, Bijan's number last year could lead the league
Ashton
in
Gen-
a lot of
I'll tell you
years
who,
to do
for
it.
The Ashton Jeanty at 17-1 is awfully interesting. That's a team that's not going to be that good, but they're Pete Carroll loves
offensive
to run the football.
Stinks, though, man. Stinks.
We'll see.
You like their offensive line enough? I'm not basing on the preseason.
Yeah.
Game, so
no,
that.
I mean, look, deep down, I still think Barkley or Henry's probably finishing 1-2. But further down the board, I get your case for Bijan. Jeanty's interesting at 17-1. That's all. Drew, what about you? What do you have?
So mine is actually the longest odds, ironically enough. I'm similar to you, Gold. I'm doing an order of finish. I'm doing the AFC South, though. Texans, Jags, Titans, Colts, plus 1,200.
So you have the Titans ahead of the Colts. Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm buying into the Cam Ward stuff a little bit. And just given the Colts situation with Anthony Richardson, Daniel Jones, part of me is just not drinking the Kool-Aid that they're going to be fully equipped to not finish last in the division. 6-11, 5-12.
What's the payout on that, you said?
12-1.
12-1?
I got to be honest. There's part of me. My biggest fear with you, Drew, is I'm not even sure he's finishing first in that division.
Yeah, the Jags might finish first.
Let alone
Colts might finish
let
first.
Alone being forced into choosing
that's why
all four of those teams.
Yeah, that's
I don't have any damn idea.
That division could have – I mean, there's –
anybody could finish in any order in that division, I wouldn't be. Other than the Texans, I don't think will finish last. That's the only thing I think I know about the AFC South. The
yeah,
Texans won't finish last.
And the Titans, to me, won't finish first. Those would be the only two that I know. It's 12-1 for a reason. He's taking a flyer. I like it.
I don't know that for sure if Cam Ward's great.
Yeah, it's
what
a tough bet.
What if he's just C.J. Stroud in his rookie year?
Yeah, it's a tough bet.
Okay, so Texans, Jags, Titans, Colts in that order. That's your pick?
That's
like
what
it.
Drew has, yes. Someone was asking real quick. They said, what's Pacheco to lead the league in rushing? Don't waste your money, but 80-1.
Kareem Hunt led the league in rushing one year.
Stop.
With Andy Reid?
Stop. Just donate your money
I'm just
to
letting
me.
You know what happened.
Just donate your money to me, please.
You'll take the bet?
I will take
will
the
you
bet.
Give him those odds?
No. Oh, yes, but you're just like a book will cap what you can bet. You can't bet 1,000.
They won't
let you, know what I mean?
You'll let someone bet like $30 on you or whatever.
Something.
You'll take their $30.
Isaiah Pacheco is not leading the NFL in rushing. Sorry. And I'm a big fan of Isaiah Pacheco, but there is not a world in which he leads all running backs in football in rushing. He hasn't had 1,000 yards yet, so no.
Would Ashton Jeanty be your choice if you had anyone?
Yes, at 17-1.
That wasn't the two main guys, obviously?
Yeah.
Okay. I just didn't know which one you would go with. You